views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. To the hit show, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart. As a renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, entertaining motivational speaker, and radio host, Artie has helped change the lives of thousands. He delivers spiritual messages with passion and humor. When you start to believe, then you can achieve. Call now, 1-800-930-2819, and get in the queue for your live on-air reading. Now, here's your host, Artie Hoffman.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. You have another wonderful week with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And hey,
hi,
Sky,
everyone.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, sweetie. How are you doing today?
I'm feeling really good today. I really am. And the weather's like kind of inconsistent here in New Jersey. It like looked like it was going to rain all day yesterday. And for a very short moment, it rained just a little bit, but it was dark, dark gray skies. But yet, by some held up, and I was so thankful because I was able to get a lot of work done outside that I had to get done.
Good.
So, yeah,
that's
so
good.
I was, like, really
and
happy.
And this morning, it was a very overcast out here where I am, and it was threatening rain all morning. And now, sporadically, the sun is coming through the clouds, and we're getting beautiful beams of sun, and then a little bit of darkness and a little bit of sun, and it's starting to really break through here. So it's really beautiful.
Yeah, it's very nice. I'm very grateful for God holding off on us. And tomorrow we have a special day, you and I, Sky, because we're going to take we're going to be taking our pictures so that we could create our new website. And
very exciting.
People will get a chance
to see
your gorgeous face behind that voice.
Oh, darling, with my voice, people probably think I'm an old hag of 150 years old.
No, not at all.
When I hear myself on the radio, I cringe.
No, well, you know something? A lot of people, my voice has definitely changed over the years because I used to hate listening to myself speak. And I used to hate watching myself on video. And now I make myself laugh.
You know something? I actually like your voice. I actually like your voice on radio.
Oh, yeah. Really? Thanks.
It's mine that I can't stand. I sound like, oh my God. I sound like this Brooklyn chick who grew up in the ghetto.
Yeah. Lady with attitude.
You know?
Spiritual lady with attitude.
Yeah, right. I have like this attitude, this tough ass attitude. Like, yeah, okay, man. Like, come here, let me punch your spirit in.
you want to talk to your angels? Have your angels call my angels. Let's talk angels.
Right? Yeah, really. Get your angels in touch with my angels, baby.
Right.
Speaking about angels.
Yeah, this.
May I say one thing?
Go ahead.
I was gifted today the most beautiful double angel statue with a beautiful heart on it, and it says peace from a dear, dear, loving friend. And it's when I needed it the most, because remember I called you yesterday and I told you every time I look at the clock, it's 4:44.
Yes.
Remember? And that's the number of the angels. And my beautiful, dear friend comes to me today and she brings me these beautiful angels. And couldn't have been a better time. Couldn't have been a better time and more loved. And I just love her for it. They're absolutely stunning. They're just beautiful. I love them.
Well, are they?
That
are
was
they...
a kiss.
Are they angels in general, or is it like angels of like Archangel Michael or Uriel or somebody? Is it somebody specific, or is it just like a beautiful angel?
No, they're two beautiful angels just holding hands together. And yes, and they have amazing wings in back of them, and they have a beautiful heart in front of them, and their garbs are so intricate. One has a beautiful braid coming down her hair, and the other one has her hair flowing in the back. And I truly believe that some angels are genderless. So it could be a male and a female, or it could be two females, or, you know, they're absolutely beautiful. And They're standing on a bed of, like laurel bushes.
Uh-huh.
Sprigs. They're lovely. And it came at a time, it's so funny, it came at a time when I knew the angels were around me. And this was my validation that, yes, the angels have been around me. You know, God works in such amazing ways, doesn't he, Artie?
You want to know something? I'm going to give everybody a piece of advice, because a lot of people say, how do I get in touch with my angels, or what can I do to call on my angels? Number one, when you burn candles, all right, when you burn candles around your house, it creates very serene. And the angels love when you burn candles. It could be, you know, whatever candle you want. It could be white candle. It could be a pink candle, green
gold.
Candle. Gold candle. They're really nice. You know, burn these candles, burn a few of them, and it literally is going to bring a sense of serenity within your home. And then when you need to know specific questions, all right, write down your questions on a piece of paper, whether you want to relate to a loved one who has passed away, or if you want to communicate to your angels or your spirit guides, and ask them for whatever it is you want on a piece of paper and put it underneath your pillow. And either within your dreams or within later on that day or the next day, they are going to send you some kind of a message. So it's important, you know, for you to be open to it. If it doesn't come into your mind or into your dreams as soon as you wake up, then, you know, pay attention to other people's conversations, because sometimes other people's conversations that has nothing to do with you, but while you're listening to what they're saying, they actually, in return, are answering your question of what you had before.
That's right.
And it could be on a billboard, it could be on a TV show or in a movie.
A song, especially.
That's where I hear a lot of messages and songs. Absolutely.
I got a message yesterday. I had a spirit that stayed with me all day, and he would not reveal who he belonged to. I think he was playing with me, because he was a young soul, and I happened to know his sister, and all of a sudden I kept saying, look, if you're not going to tell me who you are, you have to go. So 2 seconds later I hear, run around, Sue, da-da-da. And there's that song, Run Around Sue, in my head, playing in my head. I'm going to spare you singing it, because I'm a terrible singer. But the song, Run Around Sue, was just vibrating in my head. And it's like I was hearing it on the radio.
Keep
away from a run around Sue. Mm-hmm. Doo, doo, doo. And I know exactly who that spirit belonged to at that point. So
really?
They came to tell me that way. Yeah. And I was right.
I love to hear when spirits sing into my head. When I'm giving a reading, when I hear songs in my head, I'm never wrong. And it's really interesting, because whatever that song is about is telling me what is going on with that person who I'm reading. And the thing is, I can't always just say, okay, play me a song so I understand. I never say that. They just naturally will start playing for me a song instantly, according to what's most fitting to that person or to the top. Truly amazing how incredibly, incredibly accurate they are.
Yes, they're very. Mm-hmm.
Now, this week, we're going to be talking about, you know, the secret to happiness. And, you know, and it's all about trying to make life simple and not complicated. And a few aspects of happiness to me is sex, Italian food, Chinese food, vacations, totally constitutes happiness to me. Having financial security, going away to the beach and just relaxing. And what else? A lot of times, Sky, do you feel comfortable just by being on your own without having to be around people? Because I do. I feel comfortable.
Yes.
When I'm just on my own.
Yeah.
And I'm a people
person. I'm never on my own.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
I'm a
being
people
a medium.
Person, but I like to be by myself also. Go ahead.
Yes,
go to break.
Physically, I'm by myself, but really, I'm never by myself, because there's always spirit with me at some point. You know what I mean? So, yes, I am. I love to be alone. I just absolutely bask in it. And some of the best times, like I have said many times before, is my meditation time, and I'm totally alone. But most of the times, I'm with spirit. And, like, I feel like I'm never alone. you know,
right.
And the spirits that I can, you know, even if they're random spirits, I live in an area that's very rich in history. So I do get random spirits that pop in every once in a while. And my granddaughter, God bless her, she's 10 years old and she too can feel the spirits. And sometimes we just get these people that pop into our house and, you know, we recognize them and we say hello and we ask them to leave, especially around Christmas time. From October to February, March, we get so much spirit activity. It's ridiculous. I have pictures.
Sky, we're going to have to go for a commercial break. But if people want to get a reading by yourself, from yourself, what's the phone number?
908-500-1474.
And if anybody wishes to get a reading from myself, just call 877-ANGEL-02. Or if you want to check me out, go to ArtieHoffman.com. And I'm going to be in Ocean City on May 28th at Compass Massage if you want to book an appointment with me. So stick around because Sky and I are going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Here's my story. It's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expanding to social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Welcome back, everybody. And I just wanted everyone to know that if you wanted to get read by Sky and I for this next, call in at 800 930 2819, and we'll be more than happy to assist you. Or if you want to join in our topic of conversation as far as, you know, happiness and to make life simple and not complicated. And again, the number to call in if you want a really good solid reading is, well, it's a mini reading, but 800-930-2819. Don't be afraid to call in. We don't bite. And, you know, as far, you know, what makes you happy might not make everybody else happy. And a lot of people sacrifice themselves. A lot of people sacrifice their happiness, their freedom on behalf of everybody else. And it's very important that, you know, you give yourself that reward as far as the happiness, as far as what makes you happy. And while you're taking care of everybody else's needs and making sure everybody else's life is balanced or provided for or taken care of, it really is. It's very important for you to take care of yourself and not feel guilty about it. And if you do feel guilty, it's your own fault. It's nobody else's. And like I said, what makes you feel happy might not make what others feel happy. And so a lot of times when people are in relationships, they go, you know, they're in the mood to go out, whether it be to the movies, out to dinner, or out doing whatever. And then they ask their partner, go, no, I don't want to go. No, I don't want to go. So then they end up staying home because their partner doesn't want to go out. So rather than going out themselves or going out with another friend, which they should do, they end up staying home and say, yeah, they're no good, or they complain to the partner.
Excuses.
And it's excuses for them not to go out, which is a really piss poor excuse.
Right. So, well, you know what? Some people that always complain, oh, I got to take care of this one, I got to take care of that one. They're always
that's you got to take care of them.
Yeah, but you know what? But this is my point. Without that, they wouldn't be happy. This is what makes them happy. You understand what I'm saying? They're always telling the world they're not happy. I live with a guy like that.
Yes.
I love him to death. I love him to death. But he's never happy unless there's a confusion. Like, he says, oh, I'm so stressed out. I can't take it. And when he goes away from the business, he doesn't know what to do with himself. I'm so miserable. What's going on? I can't take it. I have nothing to do. I can go out and paint the house. Go polish the car. No, I don't know what to do with myself. So I have a guy who's telling me on one hand, this business is killing him. And on the other hand, when he has no business, he's saying, oh, my God, I'm miserable. I'm absolutely miserable. So you can't win to lose.
You know, a lot of people feel comfortable in the uncomfortable.
In the uncomfortable,
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people connect themselves to their misery. And, you know, that's all that they know is their misery. And that's also how they get attention, as who are elderly. Who are elderly, they connect their problems to their identity. So this is the way for them to get their relatives or friends to call, how you doing, how you feeling, or give them purpose to go to the doctors, you know, what to do and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, rather than, well, if you were completely healthy right now, all right, what would you do for yourself? And that question scares a lot of people because, God, I never had that before. What would I do for myself?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Really?
You know,
I don't know either.
Yeah, and they make other people's problems their problems. And that's a shame. That really is. It's a shame that you don't allow yourself to enjoy the pleasures of life, especially for all of you that have your limbs and that generally have your health. You know, you could go anywhere you want. You could do with whatever you want. You know, you could whatever you want. I mean, literally whatever you want. You could go and
financially
do
whatever you want. Right. You have no limitation.
Yeah. You know,
would you do for yourself?
Now I tell people.
What would I do for myself? Let's take away everything and make believe the scenario is where I am a free agent. I have as much money as I possibly could have. I have complete health. I have vehicles and airplanes at my disposal. What would I do? At this very moment, the way I feel right now, where would I want to be? What would I want to do? You know what my answer is?
What's that?
I would like to be in front of someone connecting to spirit. That is one of the amazing things that makes me the happiest. Amazingly enough, is just putting my energy with someone else's and connecting to their loved ones and being able for them to connect to their loved ones. This is what brings me the most joy in my life. Of course, besides my children and my grandchildren, this is what brings me the most joy for myself.
And that, Right, and this is what you're gonna. This is what you're gonna have for the rest of your life, as far as how we're gonna be able to help out the public. You know, one day after another day after another day.
Yeah.
And what I tell people, for the people who don't have much money, and say, well, yeah, that's great if you have all the money in the world, but realistically, for everyone else who doesn't have that kind of money or resources, then what I tell people is look on Craigslist or look at the community board or look in the newspaper and see what's going on around your community. Communities and see what,
yes.
what fairs are going on, street fairs are going on, see what free shows or plays in the park, or there are things that are very minimal where you don't have to spend a lot of money, you know.
Yes. And you know what else, Artie?
Go ahead.
A lot of people out there, there's a lot of people out there that don't even know this, but they, if they went to a nursing home and read for the elderly, the joy that they would get would be amazing, because to see those faces perk up by having someone there that cares just for a little while to read to them, you know, and to break up their day of monotony in those nursing homes. I mean, that would bring such joy to so many people. And they probably don't even know it unless they tried it.
Right. You want to know
something you can do?
I actually did that one Christmas year where I took a lot of, I had, when my daughter Rebecca was in grade school, and I had the teacher make up, have all the kids make up cards. They made up their own cards to kids, and I went to a convalescent home, and I randomly, it was around the holiday season, handed out the cards to all the different seniors that were in there. And I also bought, like, you know, I went to a dollar store and I bought a bunch of different Christmas cups and filled them with like little goodies, and I didn't even know them, but just to spend a few minutes with each person that I was able to spend time with, and to see their faces lit up that somebody cared for them, or to bring color into their
life. That's right.
It is worth more than $1 million. It really, really is.
Oh.
So if you want to make, if you want to be happy, if you really want to be happy, visit anybody randomly in the nursing home and visit a few people, or learn to volunteer. If you have a special talent to sing or to perform in anything, then go to a convalescent home or an old age home and perform for these people who have very little, and to bring smiles upon their faces. It's just such a beautiful.
It's amazing.
It's a beautiful feeling. It is.
You're right. It's better than money. It's better than money. When I'm able to give, it's so much, you know, it's like a cliche. It's always better to give than to receive. But in my case, I actually am selfish, because when I give, the reward back to me is so much more than I've given, just to see that face. Because that person knew that I would never be able to get that or go that place or be in that situation without you. So to me, it's like a selfish act for myself. It's like I'm getting selfishness out of it just to see that person's face. You know,
that's the reward. That's the reward. Now I'm going to challenge somebody a little more. I'm going to challenge all our listeners a little more. The next time you're at the store, the 7-Eleven or whatever, or a stranger that's behind you that has a cup of coffee or just getting a couple little doodads, just for the hell of it, buy them. Say, you know what, this treat's on me. And they'll go, what for? And I've done that a few times, and it's really very cool. Sky, we're going to be going for a break in just about 2 minutes, and then we're going to read for a couple people that are on the air. What's the number that people could call you at if they want to get a private reading by you?
908-500-1474.
That's with Sky Siegel. And myself, it's Artie Hoffman, or you can go to artiehoffman.com, ArtieHoffman, or call me at 877-ANGEL-02. And if you want to call into the station now and get a reading live on the air now, call 800.
I'm already getting something. Isn't that funny? I'm already getting something from someone.
930-2819, 800-930-2819. And it's a special break. We're going to be, Sky and I are going to be reading for some wonderful people that have called into the station already. So stay tuned, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You can can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience it yourself. You have to be there, touch it, play with this.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole like wave of energy come through me. Like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. For the first time, we'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package back-to-back in one location.
And this is the thing I like about Matrix Energetics. There are many theories and concepts out there about using quantum physics and other aspects that we know of, that science now knows of, that the world around us is essentially made out of energy and information. But Matrix Energetics gives you the insights that you need, the consciousness technology, if you will, to apply that in your own world and bring about the change that you would like to see.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course Friday, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Feel happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
All right. I love that song, Darling.
I love that song. Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something. If you're a Beatles fan.
Oh, forget it.
There is a group called the Fab Faux, F-A-U-X. If you were lucky, they usually perform on the East Coast. If you were lucky enough to see them, if they're around your town, the Fab Faux, F-A-U-X, when you close your eyes, you think you are listening to the Beatles, and they all have dynamic personalities. And one of the favorite songs of the audience consistently is "Oh, Darling." And when this guy sings the song, you could see the veins pop out of his neck when he hits all the notes, and it's amazing, and it brings everyone to a high. Everyone, that's like just about everyone's favorite song when this guy sings it. So, again, check it out, the Fab Faux. So right now we have an awesome person all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. Elsie, how you doing,
huh? Good, how are you?
Doing really good.
Elsie.
Doing really good.
Elsie,
what
did you see today, sweetheart?
That we could do you for, Elsie?
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. A lot of stress. Well, I usually get stressed easily, but I'm in the middle of purchasing, trying to get approved to purchase a home. And some challenges have come up. Huh?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that, Elsie. Can you repeat that?
I said that I'm in trying to get approved to purchase a home. And some challenges have come up. And I just don't know what's going to happen. Everything's very stressful. And I don't even know what to do anymore. I'm trying to do better, but I'm like giving up.
I feel as though you're doing your best. You're doing your best. And I want to tell you something. I do see you getting a new home. Now, if this one doesn't fall through, don't lose hope. Because I do see you changing mortgage brokers. Don't lose hope on that house because I do see you in it. If you're not having any luck with that mortgage broker, go to a different one because I see you in that home. All right? It's someplace where you need to be. It's someplace where you love, and it's going to be good energy for you. And I'm coming. It's coming through as you already own it to me. So just go with it. Yeah, it's going to happen. It's definitely going to happen. It may not even be through the mortgage broker that you're thinking of changing, aren't you?
No, I started changing it. I've been in contact with a new one the past two days, actually.
That's perfect. Perfect.
It's all going to work out. It's all going to work out.
Yes.
Okay. I guess I can't even sleep.
To switch gears a little bit there, and I saw your name on the screen and all. I asked Sky, I said, what is flaxseed oil about? And she says, well, when you have flaxseed, it's all about cleansing out your system, and when you take flaxseed, your nails. And I feel like that you need flaxseed because I feel like some of the nutrients in your body needs to be replenished to help you be more vibrant and to cleanse out your system.
Are you having trouble with your feet, Elsie?
With my what?
Your feet,
your ankles, your legs, your knees. Are you like having trouble like walking a little bit?
No.
Okay. I feel as though like you're laboring or you're going to start laboring walking. You're going to have like a pain in the heel of your foot. If you do go to the doctor for that, ask him about a plantar's wart because I do see you having like trouble with your foot.
No, my sister has it.
Okay.
You must be very close to your sister.
I am very close to my sister.
Like,
she has, it's been very recent. In the past 2 weeks, she got like a little cyst on the plant of her foot that it hurts
her.
There
you go, that's it. Isn't that funny? You must be very close to your sister.
Yes,
for me to get that from you, you must be really, your energy, you are, yeah. Your energy must be worried about her. Even subconsciously, you must be very worried about her because I'm picking that up from you.
That happens to me a lot. That happens to me a lot. When I'm reading somebody and if they can't relate to what I'm saying, then I always follow up. I said, then this has to do with the person closest to you. And like, you know, LCG6 says, that's my sister. They could relate to it because they know that there is a problem. You know, it could be a sibling, it could be their kids or whatever. But as soon as you mention something, it doesn't have to do with that person directly who you're talking to. It has to do with the person closest to them. And we have no control of how we get the messages. It just comes through. We, as humans, we assume it has to do with you. And if it's not you, then it has to do with the person that's closest to you or that you know that you're dealing with that issue. But as I was saying, just know it is going to be some havoc getting to your point of to get into your house. But just know, after all the bullcrap finished, that it is going to happen. All right? So you could have things in mind.
Yeah, that's why I'm getting the house for my sister so she can move in with me and we can live together.
Oh, my goodness. You guys really are close. That's why I'm picking up all your sister's energy. Absolutely.
And we're very close.
Okay, that's wonderful.
And what I was getting with the flaxseed could also very well do, if you can't relate to what I'm saying directly with you, it has to do with your sister. She's the one that needs the nutrients.
I think the flaxseed, that would be for me because I do need some. I feel my body trying to tell me I need something. It's just, I didn't know what. I've been eating more vegetables. But
getting You know what I'm picking up with you? I'm picking up that you're on in an extremely defensive mode, all right, as far as the people defensive. And I'm not saying you're defensive with me and Sky. I'm talking about your life in general. And with your life being as defensive as you are, you're not allowing anything that's good that could happen to you because your defenses are so up, so high emotionally that even people and situations that are good, you're blocking out because you're on this overly defensive mode and you need to learn to relax and breathe.
Yes. You know what, Elsie, I wanted to tell you.
It is very true.
It is what?
Elsie, I want to tell you something. Go ahead.
It is what, Elsie?
No, it's very true. I do feel like that. I'm like, I remind myself, like, okay, relax. But then it starts back up.
Yeah, no, I know it's easier said than done. Go ahead, Sky.
I'm receiving a mother figure from you. Is your mom or your grandma in spirit?
My mom? My mom's still alive.
Is your mom in spirit? No, how about your grandmother?
No. Yes, but I didn't know her very well. Yes.
Excuse me?
I didn't know her very well.
Okay.
Yes, but I did not know her.
It doesn't
very
matter.
Well.
She knows you. It doesn't matter if you didn't know her. She knows you. She's a very big guiding force in your life, and she is going to definitely, she watches over you and your sister without a doubt. So I know she's behind this with the house. So you are going to succeed with that house.
Which one?
She's coming through to me.
Two there is. Can you see, like, which one it is? Because I don't know which grandma that is.
I'll tell you which one it is. It's the one who has
the strongest. I'll tell you, it's the father energy.
Wait, who's the one with the strongest personality?
I didn't really know them. I don't know.
Who's the one with paternal grandfather.
Paternal grandfather. It's your father's father. My father's mother, sorry. It's your father's. Oh. And I think she has a more stronger spirit than your mom's mom. Because she's the one that's from a paternal. And wasn't the greatest relationship there, but she still watches over you. I think
no,
you know
she wasn't very
about.
Nice at all.
What?
And so she wasn't nice at all. But okay.
I'm missing every word.
Who's Angie?
She wasn't
or
very
Angela?
Nice.
Who is Ann or Angie? Angela?
Antonia.
Antonia?
That's my grandma.
Who is that?
The other one's. And my other one is Alida. That's my other grandmother. They both start with A.
Okay.
Oh, it's Angelina. It's Angela.
Yeah, I'm getting.
Who's Angela?
I'm getting the Antonia or Andrea. What was that
Antonia.
Name? Antonia. She's the one. Everything that Sky is telling you about as far as the person pulling through, that's the one because that was the name that I picked up. But just the moral of the story is everything's going to be fine. You are going to get your house. Take a few deep breaths and stop blocking out everybody in your life and learn to become more discriminatory. Give everybody a break. And then as soon as you see red flags with somebody, then I could see you bringing up your defensive walls. But you have your defensive walls up with everybody and everything. So you need to learn to chill.
Just chill a little. Just chill a little. Everything's going to work
out. Got it. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Got it.
All right. Listen, it was a great pleasure sharing time
welcome.
With you. And smoke some reefer to lighten up.
Will do.
Kidding. Don't listen
I'm
to him.
Kidding.
Don't
listen to him. Take a
right.
Have a
hoist. All right, thanks for calling in.
Take care,
right,
sweetheart.
Bye. You know, everybody has their outlet. Everyone has their outlet.
I know.
It could be a little smoke. It could be I don't smoke.
Yeah.
I've never smoked or done drugs my whole life. And I do enjoy
either.
Yeah, I enjoy occasional buzz with a drink here and there, but and I'm a lightweight drunk. I am. I'm a very, very cheap date and a lightweight drunk when it comes to drinking stuff.
I don't even like alcohol.
Yeah, no, my favorite drink.
I wish I did.
You want to know something? I'm going to turn you on to a drink next time I see. Well, no, I don't know. I'll try to get it. My favorite drink of all time that one of my friends turned me on to, it's called Firefly.
Yeah.
And it's a vodka. It's a vodka. It's an iced tea flavored vodka with a little lemonade on it. It tastes unbelievable.
Yeah.
You could hardly taste the alcohol. And let me tell you something. I get looped and I feel great. I feel really great.
You know what? I don't do well with alcohol. I don't do well. I just don't like it. I don't like the taste.
Yeah, because your spirit's so high. But I'm telling you, you're going to try this. It doesn't taste like alcohol, but we're going to go to a commercial break now. So really quickly, Sky, what's your number if people want to call you?
If you want to call in, guys, it's 908-500-1474. And I would really love to hear from you because there's a lot of spirits out there that you don't know about that want
and
to communicate.
Sky will directly
and
get
Marty.
A hold of them for you. She it's not long distance for Sky. It's all local call. It's a local call for Sky. So if you want to communicate to your loved one, Sky has that connection. And if you want to get a hold of me for a reading and for some inspiration, give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02. And if you want to call into the station for a reading, call 800-930-2819. So stay tuned because Sky and I are going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Sky Siegel and Artie Hoffman. And right now we're here to take on another caller all the way out from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Amy.
Hello. How are you?
Hi.
Doing good.
Hi,
thank
Amy.
You.
Hi.
Thank you for calling in. What can we do for you? Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, we're here. Go ahead.
Okay. My question is... I've been having some trouble for quite some time now trying to switch positions, and I did have an interview a couple weeks ago for a position, and I was wondering, I don't know, I work for state government, and I don't know if my current employer is trying to blackball me.
He's trying to what?
If they're saying bad things about me to other
Oh, blackball.
Sabotage you. Yeah. Trying to sabotage
you. No. I don't feel that. I don't feel that at all.
Okay.
I think that you're sabotaging yourself, actually, because you have negative feelings. Get rid of the negativity by thinking somebody has any kind of control over your life, and go into your interviews with a fresh, clean soul and a fresh, clean heart, and be yourself. And there is nobody that could bring you any negativity because you're full of positive energy at that point. Do you understand? But I don't feel as though anybody's trying to sabotage you. I think that's kind of like your own feeling towards it. Yeah.
Amy,
but I do see that she's not really going
to
get a job quickly. I don't see you getting a change of position very quickly. It's going to be a real long process to you. So stick to your main job. Don't give up your main job right now, even though you might be stressed out there, because I feel like you are stressed out there, and I feel like there's a lot of confrontations. However, don't give it up, because it's going to be a while before you secure something else. All right? Does that sound about right for you?
Now, what I'm getting with her is that it's going to be late August, early September until you start seeing changes. And I don't know if it means this August, September or the following August, September, but I'm seeing changes for you in August and September. And also that if you want to suck up all the negative energy, if you get white flowers, anything of white flowers, you put it on your desk, you put it in your home, anything of white flowers that you display around yourself, it sucks up all negativity. It's amazing. It really works.
Amy, I'm getting from spirit that this change is not going to come to you until the local government changes. Now, I don't know where you are. I don't know your local government, but there's going to be some what do you call that? Voting or a change in government
hands. New people in office.
Yes. Well, new people in office. And that's when you're going to start getting responses and you're going to change your job. Does that sound about like, you know, what you're feeling? Amy?
She's not sure.
I'm not sure.
Okay. But this could be a possibility, correct?
It could be, because the one that I went on a couple weeks ago, it did go really well. I mean, it did go really well for me. At least I thought it did.
Yep.
I mean,
But you're not the only one going for the interview.
That's right. I mean,
hopefully, you know what? Hopefully we stink on this.
Hopefully I'm wrong.
I always tell people we're not right 100% of the times, but we are right most of the time. And so I tell people when they hear answers from me, that they don't like, I said, let's just hope I really stink on this one and that you get it. Because Sky and I wish you only the best, and we do hope that
absolutely.
But
and I'm
going
to tell you something. Even if she doesn't get that job, she's going to find out that even though she's praying for that job, she's going to find out that the next job is going to be better than the one she went to and made and prayed for and thought that was going to be the one that she was going to be most happy in. It's not. The following one that you haven't even gone to yet is going to be where you're going to be the most happiest. So when God closes one door, he opens up a better one for us.
Yeah, even on a personal note, there are so many times where people say, oh, I want this so bad, or I want him so bad, or I want her so bad, or I want this job so bad. And then all of a sudden, God opens up new plans, a new door for you. And you go, oh, thank God I didn't get that because something else came along.
That's right.
So
this
is what
exactly what I'm
telling you.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm telling you, baby. You're going to be so thrilled when you get that other job. It's going to be ridiculous. And you're going to be happy you waited for it. So stop fretting. I feel a lot of anguish and a lot of nervousness in your voice. Like you're very stressed. Am I right?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Just know that it is going to come, but it might not just come as fast as you like. That's the moral of the story.
Yes. So we wish you the best, of course. And we know that Creator will give you the best. We sometimes think that the best is really, you know, the best, but it's not because he brings us something better. So I know that something better is on the way for you, honey, and you're going to be very happy, and your spirit is going to lighten up tremendously. And don't let anybody at work intimidate you, okay? Because I feel as though like somebody's intimidating you. Does that ring a bell, or does that feel right?
Yeah, well, there's a group.
Don't pay it any attention. The good news is that what you're dealing with, it's only temporary.
Yep. Don't even let them get you.
Okay.
Like Artie said, put beautiful white flowers on your desk. Light a little tiny white candle. You can go into the supermarket and get these three little 2-inch candles, and they're beautiful. They have a little cover on it. Just put it on your desk and light it. When you come in and when you leave, you put the cover on it, it goes out. And do that for yourself and surround yourself with the angels, because you'll be calling in all your angels and they'll be protecting you. And there's nothing better than protection from an angel, believe me. Okay?
Okay.
So you will feel spiritually healed. You'll feel a lot lighter. And you're not even going to pay attention to that baloney that they're making you go through right now. Okay, sweetie?
It's all good.
Okay.
Don't worry. You're
going to
be fine. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Take care. We wish you all the best, and we'll say a prayer for you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, sweetheart. Take care.
All right, sweetie.
All right, everybody. Well, listen, it's time to wrap up another week of Sky and Artie.
Are you kidding?
Angels and Answers.
I can't take it.
Time flies. Well, don't worry. In another week or two, we're going to start doing our two-hour segments, so it's all going to be good. Yeah. Sky, if people want to get a hold of you for a personal reading, what's the number they should call?
Please call me at 908-500-1474.
908. Wait, that's 908-500-1474. And that's for Sky. And to get a reading from myself, call 877-ANGEL-02. And tomorrow, Sky and I, we're going to get some photo shots of ourselves. So
Ooh,
that's going to be a lot of
wait,
fun.
I can't wait.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool.
I'm really excited.
Because she has beautiful property. All right, everybody,
yeah.
from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you and your family with lots of
Absolutely.
Love, happiness, and prosperity. May God bless
oh,
you with,
all of us.
With,
yeah.
with health, with lots of health. And Sky and I wish you only the best of the best from our mouth to God's ears. God bless you
Absolutely.
All, everybody.
We love you.
That's right. We love you. All right, take care, everybody. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman. Tune in to the hottest psychic with the warmest heart every Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And call 1-800-930-2819 to ask your questions. Artie is a renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker. He has helped over 15,000 people with his intuitive gifts by communicating with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. When you start to believe, then you can achieve. See you next week.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.